All right, we're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Billy Kunda of Harlan alum, Drake alum, who's here to talk to some of the students here at Harlan High School, coming back to your old stomping grounds. What does it feel like to be back here at home?
Unfortunately, it felt a little old. I'm not going to lie, especially when some of these kids are the same age as my kids. I've got a senior and a freshman and a seventh grader, but pretty nostalgic, not going to lie. Like, especially you come back, you see all the banners in the gym, and then see some of the there's a few teachers that I even had, so just loved it. Like, it's always a good time to be back.
Well, tell me about your message to the kids and what you talked about.
So we had two different times where we talked to kids. First one was on the business side, just talking about life after football, and then we're talking to the athletes, more specifically the football team, just talking about my journey, kind of things I learned along the way, and just talking about for them kind of being confident, trying to make sure they're being held accountable, and then also just getting a little bit better each and every day.
So what was life after football for you? I mean, you bounced around a lot of different places. Yep. That's the nature of the beast of the business, especially being a kicker. But what types of things did you do to prepare yourself for that?
I was really lucky, used a lot of education benefits that I had through the NFL. So I did internships in my off season. I got my MBA, and then I got my master in real estate development. And when my time was up, I did grad school at Arizona State, got my MRED, and then transitioned into the working world. So I've been a working stiff for 10 years now.
So where are you at right now? What are you doing?
A company called Graystar. And so I'm the managing director. I lead all of the ground up activities for, we build big multifamily industrial buildings in Arizona and Nevada.
Okay. What is, like, common questions that kids ask you, you know, about? Do they ask you more, they want to know about the NFL? They want to ask you about life after football or how to succeed? You know, what do they typically, you know, what do you get response like from them?
Kids want to talk about the NFL and they want to talk about college. I think their parents want to talk about life afterwards and trying to, like, maybe cast a wider net and talk about how, you know, the world's a much bigger place than just sports. But if you're talking to a kid, it's generally going to be, the question will be like, what does it feel like to do X? Like, what is it like to play in the Meadowlands? What is it like to be a Dallas Cowboy? And it's fun for me to reminisce. I mean, it's been 10 years since I played a football game. And then actually kind of looking back here, it got super lucky. Played until I was 35. So a lot of guys, you know, football career ends when they leave high school and put the pads up and never play again. For me to be able to play, you know, almost another 20 years after I got done playing high school ball, it's pretty special. So for them, just making sure they understand, like, how blessed I feel. And it felt like it was one of those things where I got lucky a lot. I worked really, really hard, took advantage of situations, but I also know a lot of guys that were just as good or better than I were. They never really got an opportunity.
How difficult was it as a kicker to, I mean, it wasn't very job security. You know, you're only as good as your last kick, it seems like. You bounced around, I think, like 12, 13 different teams, the Browns twice. How difficult was that you and on your family?
Well, for me, I will tell you that's one of the things I miss. I miss the adrenaline rush of playing in games, and I miss the pressure. We're talking to the business kids just about the pressure of real estate development, how it can be pretty high stress, and I love it. Like, I went into a field that was very similar in the sense of it's high stakes, and a lot of people don't like what I do business-wise just because it is so stressful. But the time in the NFL, man, I'll tell you, it's like it brings a smile to my face. And I tell my kids, who my daughter will go play college soccer next year. Mm. And then my son, he's a freshman and he plays a linebacker, kicks and punts, and he does all these things. And I tell him, like I miss these moments that they're experiencing, because when they go away, they don't come back, right? And so it's like, just know that pressure is a privilege, and it gets me so excited. Like, I tell them, like, I'm jealous of what they're doing because I miss it.
Yeah. Well, you kind of partially answered my next question, but what types of skills did you learn, maybe even here at Harlan and in the NFL, that can help you in real life and your post-career? What are some of the things that you did that stay with you now?
There's two things. Here in Harlan, I think the thing that I had drilled into me, which is really the mindset, I think that's something that will stay with the kids forever. You know, you're taught how to work hard. Okay, you're taught how to be confident, like, kind of believe in yourself, be a part of a team, be part of a high performing team. Those are skills that you can transfer to anything. Now, as I went through my athletic career, the other thing that I didn't even know was a term was called executive functioning. Like, that's something that I think college and pro sports taught me, is really how to manage your time, how to, like, think about the bigger picture, and you got to, you know, make a plan and then work the plan. That stuff that directly translates into any career in any field. So that's what the higher level sports, like, you just have to be so dialed into all the details. And that makes you really good in the business world.
What are your biggest memories that stood out the most being here at Harlan and playing, you know, being part of the whole experience? I'm sure it was more than just football for you.
It was. I did an interview with the students at Student News, and I told them, like, for me, I get nostalgic when I'm here. That's a word I keep using because I talk about the lifestyle that I had, where when you're in junior high or elementary school, you're kind of riding your bike all over town, and, you know, essentially 3 miles by 3 miles, you can kind of go anywhere and do anything. And then you just had, like, a group of friends that you grew up with, and we watched, you know, Troy Claver spoke here, and I told the football team, I was in seventh grade watching Troy play as a senior quarterback, and I just remember wanting to be as good or better than the guys that came before me. And it brings a smile to my face because, yeah, sports were a big part of my life, but also just how calm things felt. Like, when I look backwards, I'm sure my parents will probably say otherwise, but living in a big city like Phoenix and life feels kind of chaotic at times, here it was nice because it was based off of family, it was friends, and a whole lot of sports.
What year did you graduate from Harlan?
98.
98, okay. So was that Kurt? Was Kurt Black the coach back then?
For sure. So Todd was my center. So he was a junior when I was a senior.
What was that like, just being around that family? I mean, and seeing them, they're still here today on the sidelines coaching, and your old teammate's the head coach.
Well, I think when you're going through it, you kind of take it for granted, right? Because you're just in Harlan. Like, you got a great coach, you got a great program. Everyone wants, like I said, everyone wants to be a part of that, wants to do better than the previous team. Once you get some distance and you look back and you even see the things that Todd's been able to accomplish, it's pretty incredible. Because, like, the continuity is something that is really hard to do. Like, you go anywhere in the country and you tell them that your high school football coach coached for, like, 30 years and had a 90% winning percentage and did all these things and also helped build great men. Like, people kind of shake their head in disbelief, and to know that his son is able to continue that tradition is really impressive.
I think there's some similarities between Harlan and Dallas. Everybody in Iowa wants to beat Harlan, and everybody in the NFL wants to beat Dallas. Do you see the same thing?
I do. The difference there is that, you know, Harlan has and will continue to have a ton of success, and I think Dallas is still struggling to get those Super Bowl championships that seem to evade them since the 90s.
So my last question is, what's your biggest memory or biggest kick or just memory in general when you were in the league, in the NFL?
I would probably say 7 field goals my second year on a Monday night football game. I had to hit a 52-yarder to send it into overtime, which today 52 yards is not even it's a chip shot. But back then it was a really big kick, and then we ended up winning in overtime. I had a kick to win. And just for me, being a small-town kid, going to Drake University, never playing a football game on TV, and by my second season in the NFL, I'm playing in front of millions of people on Monday Night Football, playing in the Meadowlands in New York with Bill Parcells' first game back to the Meadowlands as the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. All of it was bigger than anything I could have ever imagined, and it was probably one of the most fun games I ever had.
Wow. Billy, really appreciate your time. Glad you could make it back home, and best of luck to you in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Billy Kunda of Harlan alum and former NFL kicker joining me here on KSOM.